on the motorsport, the rallying, and the Donegal International Rally back in June of this year. In the end, victory turned out to be a lot easier than last year, but Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett still had to come from behind to win the Donegal International Rally. It meant back-to-back victories for the Glenn Swally driver and his Milford Navigator in their Subaru Impreza. It was the first time that an all-Donegal crew won the event in two successive years, so the names of Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett are written into the Donegal International Rallying History books with another fantastic one in the hills.
Ah, it's lovely. I think it's great to come back and do it back-to-back. You know, last year was a bit surreal, and the fact that we had a massive comeback after going into a field, but this year we fought toe-to-toe with Donna and Gary there, and we just had a great battle all weekend, and it was just lovely to come out on top. It was very much fortunate for how it ended for Donna today, but you know, unfortunately, I hope Donna definitely he'll be back, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, listen, it was a structured plan that you had going into Donegal this year compared to last year, so it was, and the plan worked as you had laid it out.
Very much so, actually. We've been preparing now for quite a number of months for this event. We wanted to give it very much our all here, and a big thank you and a massive thank you to Macara. David McGinley put in a massive work with me all this last few months, and my whole team, led up by Paul Crummish, has just been amazing what they've done for myself and Donal here. The whole team, Melvin Evans Motorsport, faultless care again, and I want to thank them at the bottom of my heart. Brilliant.
How important was it to have this man back beside you? He won it last year. He decided to jack it, and he came out of retirement, and just like the car, just like yourself, a faultless performance, Manus.
Ah, Donald. Anybody listens to Donald's on cars, they speak for themselves. Like, Donald's absolutely amazing what he does, and you know, we've massive friends outside of the car, and we've built up a massive relationship on the car over the last 10, 11 years, and it's very hard to replace that, Oisin, and we had a great run over the weekend there, and faultless, to be honest.
Okay, listen, we'll get a word here with Donal. Donal, proved to be a good decision to come out of retirement.
I did all right, Oisin.
Yeah, how's the feeling now?
I sure it's kind of surreal, Oisin. I suppose when you're in a battle and then Donal went out, kind of surreal going into the last stage. We were very nervous going through the last stage there, but I think this year is maybe more special than last year because, you know, last year, as Manna said, we were in the field and then we came out again, and then we had a great fight back, but, you know, Donna or Declan and or Gary weren't there at that time, so this year was probably more special that we went and took them on and beat them, you know.
You said you were nervous going in the Glen. Was it the longest 11 kilometres of the weekend, was it?
Most definitely, yeah.
That's brilliant to have everybody out here. Everybody from Milford's behind you as well. You were down in and around your home patch yesterday and down today as well, and it means so much to your supporters to see you successful once again.
Ah, sure, it's great they're all down there, so it's great to have them up here. Thanks very much.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask you another question. Are you going to retire for a second time?
Well, I'm not saying anything this year.
Well, listen, congratulations, well done, Donal. He doesn't say why not, but he's a very special man because he's a winner in Donegal again.
Thanks, Archie.
I know it's early. It's only about an hour or so since you won this thing, but you're going to have to come back and try and get a third one,
I don't know, Washington. Been a lot of hard work going into this. I think I'll let my wife and my family decide whether I'm going to continue or not. So we'll see what happens today.
Okay. Big round of applause and a cheer once again for your rally winners.
Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett on the finish ramp back in June in front of the Mount Airgo Hotel as they won a back-to-back Donegal International Rallies. And Chris, we of course were following it for the station. It's always a huge event, and for competitors it's the ultimate rally and test, and to win it one year is seen as a major achievement, but to do it back-to-back is something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had two great rallies in a row, and I think fair to say there have been a couple of years that maybe the rally had lost a little bit of its gloss. And earlier on in the year, of course, there was worries about insurance, and the hiking insurance was certainly threatening a number of rallies. And in the end, everything came good. An incredible weekend for all the enthusiasts and for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. It really was a moment to treasure as they retained the title. And as always, so many other stories, numerous other categories, and it's an event that people from far and wide come to, and full of praise for the Donegal Motor Club and all the organisation. And another Glen Swilly man, Damien Gallagher, and his co-driver, Mac Walsh, huge achievement for them. They won the national section of the rally for the first time after over 20 years of trying to achieve that success on home soil. And the emotion afterwards, well, you could understand why Damien was so emotional.
Absolutely delighted. As I was saying earlier, some of the boys, this journey started for us realistically back in January with a meeting in our kitchen or our dining room. I got myself and Mac and the boys together and tied this whole package together to say, look, you know, after the harvest went and stuff last year, I thought there was another goal left of me at this rally, and we had the machinery almost tweaked up at that stage, and put the effort on physically, fitness wise, I had to get myself in tune, and we got that done with Miguel. I'm very proud of what you've done with me. We got a stone a bit off me and got me really fit and got me mentally fit, and we started realistically in from Monaghan, and showed we had real pace to go and go to the top of this one, and that's where I got the belief for ourselves to go ahead the whole way.
And from a Donegal perspective, couldn't be much better.
Oh, hey, what about it? Manus won it for the second time. Him and Lance Woolleyman, me originally Lance Woolleyman. I think it's been a long party this week.
And that was Damien Gallagher. It was another good year for another Donegal driver. Pedigo man Kevin Eaves won the National Tarmac Championship. He had full points at the Cork 20, the West Cork, the Rally of the Lakes, and in the penultimate round in Ulster, which secured him the title in September. Well, having crashed out of Donegal, of course, on the Knock Alla stage, and having sustained an injury that kept him out of the fray for a while, it was certainly a great achievement to win that national title for him and his co-driver, William Lynch.
Yeah, no, it was difficult now. It was very, the weather conditions and everything was just kind of tough from where go now. This is with Eugene, a couple of guys in the championship that were all there in the championship. It was all very close, down to just a few points, but he actually ended up going off the road halfway through the day on Saturday, and it left us once we finished up. Kind of, we actually finished up second overall in the national rally. It left us scoring kind of top points, and with him not finishing, it's kind of left him. He actually can't catch us anymore. So it just gave us the national victory then in the championship.
So at the start of the year, Kevin, the target, was it to go all out for the National Tarmac Championship title?
It actually wasn't, because we kind of only started off, I kind of only really bought that car last year, so we just started out, we went to Galway and we actually had a third overall, and we were just kind of trying to build up the pace for kind of coming into Donegal. Was kind of more of the emphasis that we'd go to Donegal with an attack, trying to kind of hopefully be on the pace for the national category. And we just actually got away better earlier in the year than we thought, with a few national victories, and we kind of went to Donegal on the pace. I suppose we led overnight that first night before we got as far as Knock Alla, but the years kind of went better than even planned, so we're definitely happy with it.
And that was Kevin Eaves, who also was nominated for the prestigious Billy Coleman Award for the emerging young talent out there in the rallying world, which was Callum Devine, the dairyman who had such success in the British Championship, of course. Well, he took that award, so certainly the Northwest continuing to do well on the rallying front.
Yeah, and a young Letterkenny man, Marty Gallagher, and Convoy's Dean O'Sullivan as well, Chris and their Peugeot, they recorded their first one in the junior section of the British Rally Championship. That was on the Isle of Man. They're performing well across the water too. Elsewhere in February, for the fifth time in his distinguished navigating career, Rory Kennedy was the winner of the Galway International, standing alongside Gary Jennings in a Subaru Impreza WRC. It was back-to-back victories for the crew of the Galway event. Rory first won it there in the 1990s, calling the notes for the late Bertie Fisher. In the middle of March, Frost's Mandonna Kelly won the West Cork Rally for the fourth successive year, the first time that any driver has done so in the 40-year history of the Clonakilty event. Muffman Joe McGonigal and his co-driver Kieran Guinea won the Mayo Stages Rally in a Skoda Fabia R5, and Declan Brown Boyle won the Cavan Stages Rally in the Ford Fiesta WRC. And I suppose the motorsports fraternity today is in mourning following the death of two competitors. There was an accident yesterday at the local two stages rally in England, and driver Sean Raynor and co-driver Steve Dare unfortunately lost their lives in that accident. There is a Donegal link with Raynor, because he attended the Donegal International Rally in the past, along with his son. And sad news today on the motorsport front, with both the co-driver and the driver, Sean and Steve, losing their life in that accident in England yesterday. On the WRC scene, 2017 was the year that Chris Meek experienced literally the highs and lows of the sport. In the early part of the year, the County Tyrone driver survived a late era at Rally Mexico to win his fourth World Rally Championship event. However, he managed after that to have a difficult campaign through the next number of events, and it was Andreas Mikkelsen who was brought in to replace Meek when he was dropped for Rally Poland following crashes in the preceding three events. So certainly, Meek was at the high of winning Mexico and then at the low point of being dropped for one of the WRC rounds. But one thing about Chris Meek, he didn't lie down, because in October, he added WRC Rally Catalunya in Spain to his list of accomplishments. It was a brilliant drive, and he came home 28 seconds ahead of the eventual world champion, Sebastian Ogier. He put his troubles behind him to take that stunning victory. The Dungannon man, of course, as we know, spends a lot of time in the county here in Donegal, and it was impressive to see him hit back with such a masterful display in Spain, and the victory meant so much to him on the finish ramp at the end.
What can I say? It's been an exceptional weekend. Probably it's not so important how many times you're knocked down, it's more important how many times you stand up against.
That was Chris Meek about getting back up following the disappointments to end the season on a high. On the bikes, Donegal's Richard Kerr finished fourth in the Moto3 class of the British Superbike Championship with five podiums. He's up now to the 600 Supersport for next year. And it was another good year as well for the Erwin brothers. Rhys took third in the British Thundersport 450 Championship in 2017. He had 11 ones and 20 podium finishes and has been selected for the British Talent Cup next year. While older brother Keelan took two ones and 11 podiums in the 600 Thundersport Championship, while he had five ones in the Irish Supersport Cup.